And
narinig ba yun?
Yes. Context mat.
Editing.
Hi and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. It's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Pepe.
And I'm Margie.
And today we're talking about two things. The first thing is Carlos Celdran and his case, offending religious feelings. And the second is also related to the first one, which is the question, is it really an offense to offend religious feelings? Or how much of an offense should it really be? So let's start with the first one. Of course, Carlos Celdran, back when he did that thing in 2010, was it?
He went, so long ago.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
3 years to get a decision.
And yeah, he went inside Manila Cathedral and held up a sign that said Damaso. And before they apprehended him, he shouted, stop getting involved or stop meddling in politics. And for that, he was charged with offending religious feelings. And the verdict came out, he was found guilty, so they appealed the case. And just recently, a few days ago, a few days ago, the appeal still found him guilty. And I read part of the decision, and unlike the previous decision, this one was more overtly biased towards the Catholic religion. The only witness that the judge paid attention to in this case was the priest. And no sufficient justification was given for giving more weight to the testimony of the priest other than that he was a priest. He said that he was an organizer of the event. But I feel that, you know, it's when we get the copy of the full verdict, we'll just leave it up to you. And that's the update. I was in a meeting previously with Carlos, his lawyers, and Beth, some of Carlos' other friends. And the plan is to keep on appealing the case to a higher court. They'll probably do it sometime next week. And if that does not work, maybe we'll bring it all up to the Supreme Court and we'll finally question the constitutionality of that Article 133 of the Revised Penal Code, which is, of course, about offending religious feelings. And other things that we could do is to file maybe a legislative action that would repeal that certain provision from the Penal Code. If Carlos' case gets if he gets an acquittal by an appeal before the Supreme Court, then the constitutionality will not be questioned. Of course, we want Carlos to go free. We don't want him to be a martyr for the cause. But if we could have the best of both worlds, we could have Carlos acquitted and the religious feelings clause taken out of the revised penal code. Mm-hmm. So that's it for the updates on the Carlos Celdran case. We can move on now to discussing the issue of offending religious feelings. So what do you think about offending religious feelings? Do you think we should offend religious feelings?
We don't have an obligation.
We should.
Yeah, it's not exactly the end. Yeah. Like, oh, there's a religious feelings, I have to offend them. Yeah. It's not how it works. We don't exactly aim to offend religious feelings. That's not the end. It's kind of a side effect of attempts to show inconsistencies or show morally wrong conduct that's being spread by the religions that we're criticizing. So, of course, there are people that say these things in a somewhat offensive manner, but I don't think offense is valid justification for criminalizing anyone. Parang you can't really verify if someone just got hurt. Oh, you hurt my feelings. If that's the case, everyone's going to jail. Everyone's hurt. So everyone has hurt someone else's feelings at some time, diba?
But these aren't just feelings we're talking about in this case. It's religious feelings.
Well, it just seems so arbitrary to me. Like, for example, somebody does something really small, like puts a pink laptop in front of me, and I don't believe in pink laptops, so I can immediately say that, oh, this offends my religious feelings. Or you can say the word, like, I remember this is one classmate I had back in high school who didn't want the word microchip said to him because he believed that it was like something like my 666 whatever, some weird Christian crap. Yun. So, yeah. And then he said it was offending his religious feelings. So, it's not something that the law can grasp properly. So, yeah.
So, yeah, it can be very difficult to enforce. Yeah. Like, what are religious feelings even? How do you define offense and stuff like that? But I don't think they'll have problems, like, weeding out those very edge cases, like the one that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I think they'll go for the usual, can a reasonable person infer or assume or maybe see that of religious feelings were, in fact, offended in this case. And when it comes to Carlos' case, let's say that religious feelings were in fact offended, then maybe the correct thing to do in his case would be to question the law itself and to, like I said, repeal the case. But I want to go back to something that you raised earlier. You said that usually religious feelings being offended is a consequence of another intention. Like, you want to point out the inconsistencies of religion. Maybe sometimes religious leaders do something bad, like in the case of covering up child abuse. Then maybe you say some things that would offend religious feelings, but it wasn't your intention. But what if it is your intention to offend religious feelings? Should it be criminalized if it's actually intended by the person to offend another person because of what he believes religiously?
I think not even.
Not even then.
Yeah, not even then. Because aside from intent being very difficult to like
to prove
or disprove, offense as well is difficult to prove or disprove without just taking the word of the offended party. Parang, hey, I'm offended. And that's it. That's the end of the discussion. Okay, we assume that you are offended. When in fact, like, they could just be saying this thing that you are actually were not offended, but they're just trying to get someone like silenced or sent to jail or something.
Let's say that it's pretty obvious, like to all parties involved, that the person actually, like, he actually admits it. Mm-hmm. I want to offend you, your religious feelings. I'm going to, let's say, piss on the face of your religious leader, whoever that religious leader is. Not literally. Maybe a picture. Maybe a picture of that.
I think that would be criminal.
Wait. Okay. No. A symbol. I'm going to piss on this religious symbol in the hopes of offending you, maybe. And you can see that the offending party is actually crying and cringing as the peeing happens, maybe covering his nose or eyes even. Like, you can see the trauma in that person's face. Like, what if then? Like, should it be a crime if that extreme cases happens when offense is really intended, it's actually admitted, and the being offended religiously is palpable, you know, you can actually sense it. Should it be a crime then?
It's still it goes back to like let me think.
Because let me bring up a related case.
Okay.
Not a related case, but a related issue. In Russia, have you heard of this? They actually passed an offending religious feelings law recently.
Yeah.
And wow, we came before Russia. Like, we're so hipster about this. It's very similar to our law, but in their law, you have to show that offending religious feelings was actually the intent.
Okay.
So of course this was sparked by the whole Pussy Riot incident. And the way the law is worded now is that if it's proven that you intended to offend someone religiously, and if you intended to destabilize society or disrespect society, then you should pay like more than $10,000, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm sure that the penalty is more than a year, and it could go up to around 3 years if you do the offending religious feelings inside a religious building, like a church or some other similar place. So that's what's happening in Russia right now. And I'm not aware if there has been any case where that new law has been applied. Things in Russia right now are very hard for freedom of expression or even human rights advocates. Of course, there's the other law. Yeah, the LGBT. You cannot promote propaganda, as they call it, that promotes a sexual orientation that is not normal to them, to the people who wrote that law. So what do you think of all this? Like, speaking about the intent, the importance of the intent. So if you actually intend to, you know, I wonder, there should be harassment laws, anti-harassment laws, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You know,
definitely.
You can't just harass someone or badger them.
Yeah, like just because you don't like the person.
Yeah, like it's kind of violence in a sense, because they have a right, people have a right to not listen to people they don't want to talk to.
Yeah.
If that person keeps on getting in your face or interfering in your business, then that's something, you know, that's... But to make a different case or a different law...
For religious feelings in particular.
Yeah, for religious feelings in particular. It just doesn't...
Yeah, I feel that it's a special case na. It's almost establishment. Parang... Mm. Because, of course, it's not explicitly stated that there's a particular religion that you're siding with.
Yeah.
But there's still the fact that some people don't have religious feelings.
Kumbaga, diba? Yeah, like atheists.
Yeah, atheists.
Or agnostics or whatever kind of
So anyone who is not religious does not have religious feelings that are protected by law that other people have. And I think that you're right. There are already laws against harassment. Like, you can't pester someone until, you know, there's laws about that.
Like, you can complain about.
Yeah, you can complain, like, you could have restraining orders. But the basis is, yun nga, the verbal harassment or the badgering. And not specifically because the feelings that were offended are really.
I'm not sure. In the Philippines, I think that would still fall under unjust vexation. Mm-hmm. And that would get you like a very small fine. Definitely not the 2 months and 21 days to the 1 year, 1 month and 11 days that Carlos is currently facing for offending religious feelings. About that thing you said about when religious or non-religious feelings are offended, that in Russia... In that law that I was talking about, there's actually an explanation there that says atheists or non-believers also have religious feelings, because a theist believes in God, mm-hmm. and an atheist believes that there is no God. So according to them, it's also possible to offend the feelings of an atheist when you, let's say they have a gathering, and then you go in there and you interrupt them, and then you say, actually, there is a God. And I don't think my non-religious feelings would be offended in such a case, you know. My feelings, I would feel not at ease when something like that happens.
Annoyed.
But it's not because, you know, my beliefs are being disrespected or anything like that. It's because there's this annoying person who's interrupting this event that we plan.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like, this person is, you don't already believe in something, and somebody's trying to prove to you that something exists. It's not like something's being taken away from you. Like, it's not like they're trying to make, like, put a hole in your life or anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think the assumption here is that for many people, or for even for most people, because the religion is a very popular idea right now, in a few decades, let's see. But religion is a very popular idea right now, and for most people, religion or religious beliefs holds the most importance in their minds. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you disrespect those ideas, those deeply held ideals of a person, then it's like the most violent that you could get. It's like Saint Augustine or Saint Aquinas, like saying that blasphemy is worse than murder, because offending God is even worse than offending than killing a person. Yeah. And you know, this kind of thinking has evolved to this point where at least it's like you can't. There's no crime of blasphemy, like offending deities, invisible deities. At least, you know, that's progress. Yeah. At least now they're identifying that the victim is an actual person, and it's their deeply held convictions that you are actually violating when you do this. So, but it is unfair because for other people, religion is not the most important idea. Like for us, for human rights advocates, it's the idea that some people are more equal than others, or you know, a minority group does not deserve the same rights. Like LGBT people do not deserve the right to marry. Like those ideas are offensive to us, and more so for LGBT people. And when fundamentalists like say that you shouldn't be allowed to marry, you shouldn't be afforded the same rights as us because you are not straight, then it certainly offends deeply held beliefs of the LGBT community. Yeah. And can the LGBT community say you're offending my religious feelings or my deeply held convictions? Of course, I can already see that the bigots will cry, I'm only exercising my right to freedom of religion. And there again is the double standard of religion.
Yeah, there's that problem of people assuming, you know, that religion is the most important thing in everyone's lives, and that whatever a person holds very deeply is considered religious, a religion. Mm. So there's that problem. And also, looking at it from the perspective of a free thinker, it's pretty dangerous to consider beliefs as things that have rights.
Mm.
It's I always stress that it's people who have rights, not the beliefs. So you have the right to not be pestered or forced into believing something, but your belief in particular does not have this right of being challenged.
So let's steer away from the issue of rights and laws for now, and just look at the ethics of actually offending religious feelings in a very casual way, not in a very professional or formal way. Like, let's say you make fun of people for believing very silly things. Mm-hmm. Like when there's an adult, for example, like let's say he's a 30 or so year old person and he still actually believes in Santa Claus, like going around the world and, you know, giving the gifts in Christmas Eve. Yeah. Like you'd ridicule that person, and of course you don't have to, but you'd make fun of him. Let's say somebody makes fun of him and that person becomes offended. I don't think people put the same amount of weight on this action as, say, someone making fun of an adult for believing that Jesus rose from the dead or walked on water or turned water into wine. Like, it's not polite in society to make fun of people for believing these things. It's the socially accepted myth. It's not on the same plane as the Santa Claus myth in the minds of many people. So when you make fun of those people who still believe in religion, like, is it okay? Like, is it ethical? Is it right? Is it good?
They keep on saying that religion is like one of the most, if not the most important thing in their lives. If it's so important, if it's so, if they believe in something so strongly, what does it matter if people make fun of your beliefs? The fact that you stick to them and that you are don't care about what other people think, I think that really shows that you have true faith in what you in your belief.
Now let me play the part of an angel's advocate. Like, let's pretend that I'm one of those religious people whose feelings have been or would usually be offended. And I'll tell you that religion is something that I love very much. And your mother is someone who you love very much. And what if I insulted your mother? Like, how would you feel about that? Is it still cool if I insult your mother or your father or your brother or lover?
Yeah, of course, like, there would be some offense taken. But
I don't think offending your mother warrants you going to jail.
Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. So they're not on the same level for you.
No, I think. No.
But it would still be, like, is it kind? Like, you know, is it basic human kindness or, you know, politeness to a fellow human being to offend someone on purpose, like to make fun of their beliefs? Is it still cool?
For me personally, it really depends on the context. Like, if it's just because the person is an asshole in general, no, that's not really cool. But if that person, for example, Carlos, had a particular reason behind it, which was, in this case, the fact that the church has been meddling so much in politics that the RH bill couldn't move forward at the time. Mm. I mean, and that is a law, that is something that is concrete, and that is creating a lot of actual problems in the country, then I think it's warranted. So, yeah, it really depends on the situation.
Worth it. So, what do you think?
Context matters a lot in this case. And personally, I really do feel that offense is it's something you take. It's not really something you give. I don't know, but I come from the background of Stoicism, and that you always have some form of control over how you take things. Like, it's possible that someone wants to offend you and you simply can't be offended. Like, there's a way of getting to that state.
I think, let's say there are certain situations where it's not okay to say certain things. Let's mm-hmm. say someone's mother just died. Mm-hmm. Do you joke about that person's mother during that time? Of course, that person yeah. would be devastated yeah. or has already been devastated, mm-hmm. and you're just adding salt to the wounds. And for many people, religion is like that. Like, it's like you're hurting them in a very deep way, and it can scar them. I assume that some people really take religion that seriously. And for these people, like, making a certain joke, however lightheartedly you mean it, mm-hmm. could offend them in such a way. So I think it comes down to what you intend to do. Mm-hmm. I think you should always keep in mind the effects of the actions that you're taking and your reasons for doing them. I think you should be very aware of these things. If it's like Margie said, like, if you're saying some things because you want to change society for the better, then religious feelings being offended could be a necessary casualty or effect of that. But if it's if you want to make fun of someone because of what they believe, how different is it for making fun of them for being fat or for being lazy or poor or ugly or having a dead mother? I mean, those are all things that relate to sensitivity. Mm-hmm. And I think although those things do not merit more importance than other ways of being offended, I think we should still keep these things in mind and know that when you do these things, people are actually getting hurt. And as long as you're aware and okay with the consequences, then I think that's the most you can do. But you definitely should not be imprisoned for it.
Yeah.
Or even fined for it. So any other final words?
Well, I can show like a picture or something? Okay. Like, the Filipino Freethinkers FB page just shared this photo. The 19 men did this, not the entire religion. Mm. So, I don't know, it seems pretty apt.
Yeah, well, today, of September course, 11. It's September 11. Okay. Why wasn't this a topic? And with that, we end this episode of the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. Has also a video. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Bye.